You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
asthma dust,
Coke speed bump,
alarm drill,
clown canal.
Ooh, I love clowns.
Yeah, and canals.
Yeah. Aww.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cass.
Mr. Rob Cass! What's shaking, brother?
Not me. I don't shake lots. I jiggle shake in areas, but no, I don't shake so much, no.
Oh, no. Mine's a constant San Andreas Fault thing going on. It's just there's nothing but jiggling going on, man.
Wasn't The Rock in that movie? Yeah.
Well, there's no rocks here.
No. Right? And he's definitely not in your fault line.
No, definitely not.
No. So, how was your week?
It was. I don't even remember anymore, man. No. Ash is. It's a blur. After the weekend, after I work, honestly, it was pretty good.
Yeah, because we had the Canada Day / Independence Day last week, so everybody, I think, both sides of the borders were all kind of partied and whistled out. You know what I mean,
like, they're all like, fuck off, leave me alone.
Yeah, exactly. But
I was pretty much just taking it easy and. Organizing, getting probably get my AC put in the house soon.
Yes.
So I've been organizing that with my brother who works that stuff. So hopefully I can get that done the next couple of weeks because, it's freaking hot.
Yeah, it is hot. It's way too hot. Yeah. I started a vacation and I worked Friday. This is Monday. So this is my first official day of vacation, I guess. I'm just off for a week. My wife's gone up north. She does volunteering once a year, and so she's gone. So I'm on baby duty.
Your wife ran away?
Yeah, she ran away. Well, I don't know. I just it was a matter of time, I suppose, right? We know I married up, so well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm on baby duty. Thankfully, my mother is staying the week, so she's helping out. So now she's entertaining my little baby Charlie, who is 6 months, just turned 6 months last week. So, as you can imagine, podcasting is difficult.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say she's entertaining you. I'm like, there's TV now. You know this, right?
Yeah, I know. My mother does not have to entertain me. No. She's taking care of the baby while we're in here podcasting so we can
nice
get this out to the good folks.
We left a child penned up in a cage while we're doing this.
No.
There is no mother.
No. And to our American friends, no, child daycare is not included in our healthcare package. Do you never notice? Everybody asks, like, so what's included? You got a dental or this? Or like, and then they get weird. Like, you mean, you got, child care. You got this. You got, like, there are benefit packages, or it's like same thing as any, if you need assistance from the government.
Right. I mean,
if you're going to work and you needed a social assistance to pay for daycare, yeah, I'm sure there's programs for that. But like, everybody thinks we got this big umbrella healthcare thing where it's like, yeah, well, can't you go get plastic surgery? No, we can't.
In a few years, it's going to be the Umbrella Corporation.
Yes.
From the movies. So be warned.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, so anyway, okay. So this week we got a little bit of attention with one of our stories from last week.
Are we getting arrested again?
No, we're not getting arrested again. If you recall, remember that story or that little meme I found about the gentleman doing oral stuff with his girlfriend and wondering if he had a peanut allergy that he can actually have a reaction?
Yeah, it's like you remember my reaction.
Yes,
that.
And you made a comment, dude, it's a you're not drilling for oil, it's a surface thing, it's not depth. So, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we got a little response on Twitter, and you know, all especially the people that follow us know us, and people that listen to us know us. So it was all fairly positive. But again, you know, I guess any attention is good attention, whether it's talking about, you know, doing stuff like lifting parts and stuff and allergies.
Right. Yeah. Well, you pushed the issue, so.
Well, I mentioned it to you before the show, and I'm like, well, if I can talk about this, and they're like, yeah, you go ahead. And then middle of the show, I'm like, okay, that's it. Let's start with the stories and the headlines. And you're like, what? Didn't you have one more thing you want to talk about?
Yeah.
So well, anyway, it was all good. Yeah. So anybody, everybody that that appreciated that segment, we appreciate you listening and still listening, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think nobody appreciated more than you did. So.
Yeah. Well, it was gold. It was good. It was. It was something.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Oh. So, that's it. What I got for this week. You.
No, I think that's pretty much everything going on. We can move on to what we're here to do.
Yes. Okay. So you have an announcement to make, actually.
I do have an announcement to make. We have a guest with us this week. She is, that's right. I said, she, people, there's a lady on the show. she is an actor, producer, writer, dancer, model. She pretty much, yeah. Shit. She runs the gambit. All right. We have on the show with us today, Miss Courtney Dielen.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Courtney.
Welcome.
Hi.
Okay, so basically this is how the show works. I bring a bunch of news stories. Rob does not know these stories, and neither do you.
Right.
So feel free to have a genuine reaction to whatever we talk about. Some things will make you sick, and some things will make you smile.
I can only imagine.
Yes. Well, there's going to be a lot of both on this one, I think. So we'll have some fun with that. So,
yeah,
Mr. Cast.
Yes. Well, actually, you know what we should have? We should have Courtney introduce herself and tell her, you mean, what she does at the moment, what she's... I know you went, yes. You ran the gamut, but anyway, Courtney.
So I am an actor primarily, and I got into producing because the big thing happening right now is creating your own work and creating your own opportunities. So the auditions in that weren't really coming my way, and the parts that I wanted to play weren't coming my way, so I figured out, how do I fix this? Produce my own stuff.
Excellent.
And my husband just happens to be a writer and director, so it was kind of... two birds with one stone. He gets to write and direct, and then I get to play the parts that I want to play. Yeah. So that's what kind of got me into producing. Right. I've always been a dancer. And now that I've gotten in my old age, I don't dance quite as much as I used to. But I just filmed a feature film called Becoming Burlesque,
Okay. Which
will be coming out in the next little bit. So I was kind of thrown into the dancing world again in a completely different genre that I've never done before. And that kind of has led me to my side job, which is doing burlesque on the weekends.
Oh, wow.
At Rebel Toronto. So that's pretty exciting as well.
Excellent. Now, okay. Yeah. So when these having a very talents, even if you touch up on things throughout your life, like a lot of people, you mean, they'll play music in high school, and then they'll move on, they'll do a little bit of something, you mean, something else, or dance, or so I guess in your line of work you can pull from all these things, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, totally. It's kind of like you get asked to do crazy stuff all the time,
right?
And you're kind of like, oh yeah, I think I can, you know, juggle dogs, and you know, not very many people can do that. So if you're just like, yeah, I have this crazy weird talent, kind of puts you in the forefront.
Yeah. And you were saying creating your own content and producing your own stuff, is that like with the advent of YouTube? Obviously, well, look at Roman and I, we have a podcast, an essential an internet radio show. There is
totally.
Nobody on this planet that would hire us to do what we do here right now. So,
in fact, there's a lot of petitions against it. If we're being honest,
yeah. But yet, we have this thing, and we got, you know, listeners all over the world, and now we found this little niche of ours. So, is that when you're talking about creating your own stuff? Is that like, hey, we can't get people aren't out there aren't giving us what we want or what we prefer to work on?
You know, kind of. It also comes down to when you're an actor. There's a certain type, you have a certain brand, and you tend to get pigeonholed into that brand for a while.
Right.
Unless you get the opportunities like Meryl Streep, who plays everything. Not every actor gets that chance.
Right.
So people, casting directors, see me as a type. And this is my kind of way to go, sure, that's my type. That's how you see me. But these are the kind of stories that I want to tell. Or, hey, surprise, I can play this thing completely differently than what you thought.
Right.
Maybe at initial glance is the only thing I could do. So there's that opportunity. There's also different types of content. Like the Marvel movies and the superhero movies and sci-fi. It's very big right now. Like big blockbuster, lots of money, mm-hmm. special effects. That kind of stuff is really huge right now. Don't get me wrong. If I got the chance to be on it, I'd be like, yeah, sure, in a second. But that's not the type of stories that I want to tell. I love small indie movies that have a great message.
Oh, yeah.
Or that make you think.
Yeah.
Alain Mastai, I think, is his name. He wrote and directed The F Word.
Okay.
That it took like 7 years for him to sell that short. But when it was made with Zoe Kazan and Daniel Radcliffe, it's one of my favorite movies. It's so good. Another one that's I fell in love with right now is The Big Sick.
Yep.
It's the same type of movie. They have zero money, and so that means the story has to be so fucking good.
Yeah,
and actors have to be so incredible.
And again, that's another husband and wife duo too. That
exactly
that made that. Yeah, I mean, and
that's the type of stuff that I want to make.
Excellent.
To be honest,
cool.
So,
well, if we're being honest here, I mean, honestly, I want to join Courtney doing burlesque on the weekends if I can. Well, I mean,
done.
Yeah, but the thing is, see, you're doing stuff and you're promoting. Look what else I can do. People look at Roman and I and say, you two aren't funny. It's like, oh, yeah? Well, here's a podcast. Well,
yes,
now
we
know
are.
You're definitely not funny. Like you.
Oh, no. Sick and twisted.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, Roman,
yes.
let's get, for what everybody's here for, let's get to your headlines and see if we can dig ourselves out of the sick and twisted.
Okay. Well, I know that did we have that story last week about the disco tits? Was that last week or the week before?
Yes, we had disco tits a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, and I already told Courtney this story, so she's well aware of it.
Okay.
Okay, well, on that, apparently there's a new trend that I had no idea was going on. Now, we've heard of the disco tits, or they call them glitter boobs, and then we have, like, edible panties. And so now they decided to go a different route. And with a warning from medical professionals that women should stop using vaginal glitter bombs, according to their doctors.
Okay, so vaginal glitter bomb. Disco tits, that's just basically body painting. It's like, you see that in the magazines all the time. It's like, oh, are they wearing a shirt? No, they're just painted. Oh, that's amazing.
Right, and then they add glitter on top.
Rock disco tits on a Saturday night. Like,
yes.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Well, sure. I
so
can.
I mean, so do I, but I mean, you know, please go back in the house, sir. I've heard too many times.
But a bomb. Like, okay, a bomb. A vaginal bomb.
Yeah, so this is imagine a ball of glitter that you insert into the woman, and at some point she decides to expel it. And when it does, it basically it kind of falls apart and explodes into like a ball of glitter that is supposedly somewhat edible.
Oh, okay. So
what?
Is this?
It's a mix of gelatin, starch-based edible glitter, acacia, which is gum, a rare Arabic. Zamar starches and vegetable steroids. Basically your body's physical response is to release it as soon as it detects it.
Okay. Because it doesn't want vaginal cancer. That's why.
Exactly. And
it's like ping pong balls.
You would
they're not supposed to be in there.
That's right. Oh, exactly. And don't get me wrong. I've seen a Burro show and it's not what you think.
No, so,
they're saying that, of course, for the pH balance in a woman's body, it's very important to keep everything, you know, properly balanced and all that. But not only that, for the men, they're like, you have to be very careful because somebody could have asthma and you could set off their asthma.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the least of all worries right now.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that man going to have an asthma attack if I queef glitter in his face.
Jesus. I thought you were talking about like it went off like a bomb, like, you know, like the Daring Escapes in those cheesy movies where the bad guy drops a smoke bomb in front of Batman and takes off. Is that like
she just runs when she's in a skirt and she's pantyless and she runs. Hang on.
And it's a way to avoid rape, right?
And then a ninja appears.
Screaming, you just explode the glitter bomb and like run.
Yeah, but instead of like being a smoke bomb where a ninja appears when the girl drops that, I think Liberace shows up.
Or, you know what you could do? You could pack them with the dye they use in the banks. You know, bank robbers, when they put the dye in the bags, so when they open up the bag of money, it gets the dye that they can't clean off so they can trace the money. If a girl's being assaulted, she has this glitter dye, and so they just look for the guy with like the green cock, and it was like, "Hey, you asshole,
guilty."
Yeah, you're it's under arrest.
Like, you with the purple dick. My name's Barney. I didn't do it.
You'd have to purples. You'd have to go with some more really off the wall color. You'd be like,
DNA to that next level, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you'd have to get a really I've never seen a dick that color before.
Yeah, sir. I don't. You can claim it to be pink, but that is definitely fuchsia.
That's fuchsia.
Proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Yeah. Purple deck, it was him. Purple
deck. Well, okay. Courtney, when we hear these stories, we usually do the breakdown. And I'm a thumbs down for exploding vaginas. I don't need it. I'm quite happy the way they are. Like, I don't need. I think for any guy out there, you're just happy to be there. You don't need balloons and streamers and fucking glitter bombs.
Yeah, I don't know if they've told you, but vaginas are fun on their own.
Yeah,
they bring their own fun. Yes, I mean, you don't need to have any accoutrements.
No,
on your hoo-ha. No. You know, it's self-looping. That's amazing on its by itself.
Yes. Well, not always, but you know.
I think as someone with a vagina, I'm going to have to say I'm a thumbs down, too.
Thumbs down.
See, and that's why we brought in an expert.
Yes.
Enough of that stuff comes out on its own. I really don't need to, you know.
Well, yeah,
it's not a storage space is what you're saying. It's
No, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, you can hide stuff in there, but if there's glitter in the way, how do I smuggle my drugs in? I don't know. Sorry, we're not talking about prison, right?
Yeah. No. Plus the dye packs and everything else in there.
It's tough, man. It's only so big. It's not like a purse.
It's not a fanny pack, for Christ's sake.
Right?
Okay.
Change and my phone. That's enough.
We're going to touch on this story a little later.
All right. Okay. So
not on this story, but based on what you guys are saying, I have another story that kind of falls under this. We're going to do that one last.
Okay. Well, let's get off vagina bombs and what's next on the list of headlines here.
Well, the first one was for Courtney. The second one's for you.
Oh,
Courtney, penis bombs. Penis. The schmagma schmear. Look, Courtney, if you don't know, Rob, his day job is that he's a drywall taper.
Yes.
So he works in those really dusty environments. So, Rob, here's a story for you, buddy.
Yes.
Man sits in jail when drywall powder is mistaken for cocaine.
I heard this story.
Did you hear this?
Of course I did. I'm a drywall finisher, as we say, or drywall taper, whatever. And if you go out in my work truck now, you look at my front seat, it looks like I got crack all over the place. Like, it's just the drywall crumbs, right? What happens is when you're working and you're working with the drywall plasters or the compounds, they dry on your work pants, because you get it's a messy job. And then when you sit down, they end up looking like little, and they got tiny little crystals in them almost. It looks like you got rocks of crack all over the place. And I was actually pulled over a couple times just by, you know, speeding or incidental stuff, ride programs, and I've had to explain and show police officers my tools.
Near school. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. No, but I've actually had to tell the cop, like, no, it's not this. This is, look at my tools in my truck. No, you can test it. It's not cocaine. It's drywall.
Here, sniff this.
Yes,
I'm telling you, it's not cocaine.
So, go on, get you got all the details.
And of course, it's in our favorite place. I mean, where do you think this would happen?
Florida.
Of course it's Florida.
Yes.
A Florida man spent 90 days in jail after police officers who stopped him for driving without headlights said the white powder found in his car was cocaine. But after they had it tested, obviously it proved that it wasn't. But he had a previous charge of cocaine.
Right.
You know, yeah. So they must have looked at his vehicle and went, that's a lot of cocaine. Yeah. What'd you do, drop it? And like, no, then I swear to God, it's drywall dust.
Yeah. Well. But,
and that stuff is brutal. Especially
and so
if
was
you've
the
heard
first
that.
Time. Yeah. Yes. That wasn't cocaine either.
You know? Yeah. Or like Drew Carey said, no, this is all from powdered donuts. Do you know how many donuts you'd have to eat to have this much? Oh my God. And he's tasting it. This is powder.
Delicious.
You know? And that's a lot because, you know, we all know powdered donuts are the speed bumps of donuts, right? You eat a powdered donut, you're slowing down.
No, you're not. You don't have I've never seen you slow down eating a fucking donut. Fuck off.
Isn't that half the fun? Having like cocaine face after you eat a donut?
Well,
yeah. Well, I have cocaine chest, cocaine crotch. I mean, it's, yeah, but nobody wants to smell it after.
Okay. So now,
I'm myself.
Anybody that thinks this job is this story is false. No, this has actually happened. It's cops have questioned me, and I've never went to jail because they're not stupid. Like they're Canadian. Like they just like, oh yeah, drywall. Okay, I see the tools. I see. Yeah, it's quite obvious. Nobody spills 13 ounces of cocaine on their front seat.
Wouldn't that be a great front though? Like, if you think about it, wouldn't it be an awesome front to be a coke dealer? To be like, no, it's just drywall. Okay, go ahead. And you've got 14 pounds of coke.
Yeah, I think I saw that in a movie once where they took all the cocaine and they infused it into textiles and they made sheets out of it. And then they took it and when they brought the sheets across the border, they stuck them in hot water and everything dissolved and you had your cocaine again. Apparently, that is a process where you can infuse cocaine into clothing.
I heard they were doing that with like tiles or pottery. Because of the way it comes. Now, you know, I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of cocaine trafficking.
We don't want to hear the way you come, Rob. Good. Keep moving.
We don't want to give them too much information.
Yes. Yeah, but anyway, this story, real quick. Yeah, it's happened. Hey, I've been questioned, so I believe. And in Florida, yeah, I guess you're going away, bud. Like,
yeah. Officers, any way I can't go to jail? Would you like to see my wife's glitter bomb?
Yes.
I'm just. I'm
but before
asking
I go,
it's
here's
a hell of a fucking show.
Yeah,
that's right. It's like a congratulations, happy birthday type thing. It just comes out, happy birthday.
Anyway.
Or like a getaway thing. Like, start the car. Go.
Yeah. When you get a cheap deal from IKEA, that's when you're supposed to do it. Start the car.
All right.
But asthma.
So, yeah. Cocaine, no. So anyway, you get another headline.
Yeah, I got another one here, man. I've got a couple weird ones, but I've got two left. We're gonna play with. All
okay,
right?
But just one question though: why does Courtney get the vagina story and I get the boring drywall story? That's profiling.
Yeah,
you can trade if you want.
No, I'm okay. I wouldn't know what to do with vagina story anyway.
Stay home, play with all day. So that's what you do with it.
Yeah. I'm better off going play with drywall. All right, next story.
Next story. All right. So, beeping alarm clock stuck in family vent for 14 years, finally removed.
What?
What?
A heating contractor has removed the beeping alarm clock that's been inside a Pennsylvania's family wall vent for nearly 14 years. Right? They hired these people because they were doing renos back in 2004, and he lowered the alarm clock into the chimney, into the vent, because he wanted to drill holes in the wall and didn't want to hit the vent.
Right.
So if he knew he could hear the alarm beeping in the background, he knew where approximately where everything was. Problem was, the rope broke.
Oh.
And the thing went slamming into his vents. And then it's been set, and it's been going off every day from 6:50 or 7:50 each day, depending on daylight savings time.
Right.
It was still powered by like one of those really strong batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Geez.
So it's like one of those never die batteries type things.
Yeah. There's a bunny on it. Yeah.
So for 14 years, the alarm went off at 6:50. No, not one of those, man. Like one of those crazy ones that they put in alarm fire.
Right. Yeah. And if it's going off every day for only a certain amount of time, then it shuts down. Then I could see it. Yeah, battery could do that.
Yeah. But if you've ever set your alarm and then let it go and not hit it, it goes off like five, six, seven times, for about like a half hour before it shuts itself off.
Yeah.
So every day, this goddamn alarm's going off, and these geniuses waited 14 years to hire a contractor to go, you know,
I would Hulk out. Right? And like punch a wall, like punch a hole through my drywall to get that fucker out after the third day. Stop going off, and I would just lose it.
You'd never get to sleep in.
Well,
fuck that.
Because my job is to repair drywall, I would have no problem ripping out my wall. Like, so
I'd leave a hole there just to be proud of it. Like, fuck, look at where I Hulk smashed that wall.
But it could be because depending where they drop the actual alarm, it could have been non-accessible. You
or
know what I mean?
Or lodge itself behind the vent he was trying to avoid in the first place.
Like, right, and so it's possible that they needed to do major repair work and they had to wait the 14 years because they finally said, okay, this year we're going to do this type of work on the house. Oh, while we're there, let's get that fucking alarm clock.
We can afford it this year. Let's do it.
Yeah, but it could have been worse. It could have been like an MP3 player or something, and it could have been like Rick Ashley playing over and over and over again.
Never gonna you getting, give Rick, you up. Getting Rickrolled for 14 years?
That would be amazing.
My house just Rickrolled me. What the fuck?
You've been Rickrolled.
Well, this one here, I can't understand why. Why would anybody wait that long? Like to
okay, well, it's September 2004, so let's assume they can't afford it. They're like, okay, we'll save up some money, and we're gonna do these rentals in a couple years. And 2008 hits, they probably almost lost their house. The value didn't recover till 2012,
right?
And then they started working again. It took them another 4 years, and now they're like, you know what? Now's the day, honey. I'm gonna give you this as an anniversary gift. I'm gonna turn off the fucking alarm.
Or they have the patience of a saint.
Yes.
And it took 14 years to get to the point that they were so pissed they had to fix it.
Yeah.
Unless you're living on a farm and you're up at 5 o'clock every day and you don't really hear the alarm.
Yeah.
This would drive anybody. I would grab a pickaxe, right? And I would just start drilling. I would just start knocking everything down.
Yeah, totally. I wouldn't go the Hulk smash. Courtney's Hulk smash rope, but I would
I'm a very angry person.
Yeah, I would definitely open the wall and get and take care of it. And I think with you two, Hulk smash would be appropriate. And yeah, that's horrible. I would.
Yeah, between the two of us, right? I'm a son of a contractor. You work in construction.
Son of a what?
You know. How dare you, sir?
Yes. All right. So okay. Well, next one. Do you have a? We've covered vaginas, drywall in both stories in different various, you know, crack cocaine and crumbs and alarm clocks. So what else you have?
Okay, so this one here is one that caught my attention, and it's kind of sort of what we were speaking about earlier. It's going to be our final story, and then we'll get into some other stuff after. All right, woman who hid gun in her vagina gets probation in drug case.
What?
I told you could hide stuff up there.
Holy shit.
Roman and I are both from Sudbury, Ontario, where it's all when people say gun, I'm not American where I think, well, I'm gonna a little, you know, a little side piece, something to throw in your purse or in your glove compartment. I think gun, like hunting rifle,
like a long gun. Like I'm gonna get me a moose.
Yeah, exactly. With so obviously this is not what we're talking about, right? I hope not.
No, it is a handgun.
It'd come out of the top of her head.
You know, I didn't mind her fitting the whole rifle up there, but the scope was a little large. No, it was a handgun, of course. Texas woman who police say said packed a loaded pistol in her vagina has been sentenced to probation after she pleaded guilty to drug possession.
Wow.
This lady has been – we try not to say people's names around here.
No, we don't.
Thank God.
This lady has been sentenced to 10 years on deferred probation for methamphetamine probation. Mm. The 33-year-old Waco woman was also fined $2,500. The police say that when she was arrested in 2015, she told officers on the way to the county jail that she was packing a loaded handgun in her birth canal. Okay, so while she was jailed, she told one of the officers that she had a gun inside of her. And when they did a search, they indeed found the gun exactly where it was. Now, her lawyer denies the story, saying that it's he denied the story as impossible. But the police, they stand by it. Now, as we were saying, you could put a lot of stuff up there, as Courtney was saying.
Yeah.
Yes, but apparently the Smith & Wesson was up there as well.
Yes.
I'm talking about, like, Mints.
Chapstick.
Not all it's gone.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
I love the first thing you went to was, I'm talking mints. When are you putting mints up there?
Like a Tic Tac or something.
Does it work like Pez? Your husband like, I feel like freshening up a little bit.
Yeah, mints, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. Just give me a second.
For those but times.
Like, a gun. And why would you load it? Why load it? Why would you load it?
Well, A, why would you put it up there to begin with? Forget about loading it. Whether it's in pieces or loaded or unloaded or in a bubble wrap, who cares? Why?
I'm telling you right now that if I had a girl who could put a gun up her snatch and I would not let her do squats in my backyard, she could shoot my dog. You
know? It would be no fun, though. Like, if you can fit a gun, anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's just awkward. What? Like,
there's no coming back from that.
No.
Okay, so what I want to do with this one here now is I want to read to you some of the comments that people have left on this article. And normally we don't read the comments. We always go for the story. But I started reading some of the comments on this one because it is just strange. And I was just like, what are people thinking? So let me give you a few things. Now, I have all their handles, but I won't give you their handles.
Right.
All right. Gives a whole new meaning to the word fire in the hole.
Yes.
So it's hard to find a woman of her caliber.
Oh.
Help me find my keys and we can drive out of here.
No.
Right. She gave birth to new meaning Saturday Night Special. Popo referred to her weapon as a sniffin' Wesson or a sex shooter.
Sniffin' Wesson.
Oh, God. What?
Another one said, should have got Trump to grab that kitty. Good thing you didn't have a hair trigger. I love this one. How small was that gun, or how big was her vagerio?
Okay. Now, again, maybe it's because Roman and I are from Sudbury, Ontario. Roomy vaginas aren't that mysterious or rare. But like, I'm just thinking the awkwardness of it. Like, it's like it has an angle on it. Now, I know some guys have a slight curve, but to actually have that angular steel in you would be awful.
It's the right angle. Exactly. Let's be honest.
Yes.
You're putting a square up, like, down a tunnel.
In a round hole, yeah. We learned that in kindergarten. They give you that little thing. They got the square peg and the round hole, and you can't get it in there. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
Like,
the cavity search also revealed a cell phone on vibrate, rosary beads, and a chihuahua.
What? No.
See, I don't know if I'm super impressed or like really disgusted. Because
that's pretty much how the comments go, right?
Right.
That's not easy.
No, exactly. And in fact, for some women, it's almost impossible. So if you listen closely, you can hear the words, well, do you, punk?
Do you? Okay. Now, all right. Now, I as far as he being impressed or mortified, like if some guy came up to me and said, hey, I can fit a handgun up my ass, I'm not going to high five the guy. I mean, like, what the fuck is the matter with you? Like, that's not, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't. I guess, you know, again, is this from Florida too? Do you know?
No, this is in Waco, Texas.
Oh, Waco. Right. All right. Okay, well, you know what? Normally we dig ourselves out of these sort of things, but I just, never mind. Not today.
I don't think you can.
No.
In a cavern that large.
Okay, now I'm going to go around the table. We're going to
miss. Can't see Courtney. First of all, people couldn't see Courtney. She's like a cavern that large, and her arms are fully extended.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Are you signaling a field goal, or are you showing?
No, I'm just saying it's a big space for your gun and your... Your mitts.
Okay, I'm just going to do a quick little bit of housekeeping, then we're going to go around the horn here and tell everybody where we're from. So, Roman, can you tell everybody where to find us on Twitter, the show?
On Twitter, they can find us at @RomanPodcast.
And that's also our Instagram now, too. We have a brand new Instagram for the show.
That's right. We got lots of people joining, so join us on Instagram. That's where Rob posts a lot of our logo crammed into everything possible.
I shoehorn our logo on everything pop culture. And if you want to see the old ones, you can go to my Instagram. That's cast1973. Also, our tasty nude campaign. Remember, I'm a happily married man. If you have any tasteful nudes and you want to send them to the show, send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com, care of Rob, and I'll happily look and peruse your tasteful nudes. But if you have any tasty nudes, send them to Roman, care of Roman @romanpodcast@gmail.com. So remember, tasteful, Rob. Tasty. Roman.
I'm a peruser.
You are a peruser.
Are tasty nudes just, is it like you naked with pizza?
We have tasty nudes, but unfortunately they're all men.
What's a tasty nude?
Tasty. Well,
it's another way of saying like not, well, just tasteful nudes. And then, yeah. And everything else is
like,
tasty.
Like, oh, it's not literal tasty. Like, well, you don't be eating a hot dog while you're naked.
No, 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 no. Where it's like, tasteful nudes. Like if you walk into, an art gallery and there's a tasteful nude, there's a nudes in there and they're naked women or men, but they're tastefully done. It's not tasty.
It's art.
You got it. You got it. So I'll peruse the tasteful and Roman gets the tasty. Also, too, remember, if you're on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the other good stuff, you want to leave Roman or Rob, you want to give Roman or Rob a reach around. You give Roman or Podcast a review reach around. That's right, review reach around. So if you're on iTunes and you want to give us a star rating and review, we call that the review reach around. So. Enjoy
five
that.
Five star people. Five star reach around.
I don't ask for five stars. I'm just happy with any reach around, really. Like
five star clown pocket reach around. That's all we're asking.
Getting for. You guys a reach around?
Yes. So okay. Now Roman.
Yes.
Where can everybody find you on the Twitters? And
Twitters, Instagram, Snappy Chats. I'm at Roman Citizens.
Yes. And you can find myself on Twitter at Robert MM Cass. And now, Courtney, where can everybody follow you?
You can find me. I'm a huge Twitter fan, and Instagram I'm just getting into, but it's my name, Courtney Dielen. So it's D-E-E-L-E-N. Okay. Wheelan Dielen.
And you have
and
any...
I'm the only one in the world. Believe that.
Wow. And do you have any projects we can direct people to go see, or websites or stuff like that to check out? Do you have anything on...
My website is usually updated quite regularly, and it's www.courtneydielen.com.
Excellent. Okay. So, and if anybody, if they follow you on Twitter and check out your website, they can see all your comings and goings. No explosion or vagina stuff. It's just, just what you're working on. Like,
you never know, man. might be the next thing.
That would be under Tasty.
Tasty. And for my next trick.
Yes, that would be care of Roman. That's tasty. that's awesome. Courtney, I know I speak for the both of us. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having me. This was amazing.
It's fun. It is fun, isn't it? It's one of those. Roman and I do this literally every week. And again, we tell people that are just listening, hey, our show maybe not for everybody. Maybe not everybody likes to know about exploding vaginas or tasteful nudes or review reach arounds. But if you know somebody out there that just tell them about podcasting, because I'm sure there's a podcast out there for everybody. And if this one is not quite up their alley, giggity, maybe something else is, up there. Who knows?
Love it.
Glitter bomb is up there.
Awesome.
Glitter bomb and glitter boobs.
Outstanding. So anyway, until next week, I am Robert Cast.
Courtney Dielen.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
This is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are two-thirds of the Grawlix Podcast. Hey, Roman Podcast listeners, did you know Robert was actually on our show once? Yeah, he's a nerd.
He buys comics every Wednesday.
He sends us pictures of these comics. What kind of deal is this? They get tasteful nudes and tasty nudes. We get comic book pictures. We get new comic Wednesday pictures. I don't know which one of us is getting the better deal.
It's true.
By the way, we talk about comics, and if you go to GrawlixPodcast.com, you'll hear us do that. GrawlixPodcast.com. It's GRAWLIXPodcast.com.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.